It's really tough to watch, isn't it? Bitcoin just hit a major ceiling. We were expecting a rally, but instead, we encountered a significant hurdle.
That pause isn't just random market noise. It's driven by specific data points that investors really need to understand.
I think the primary headwind right now is the flow of capital into and out of those Bitcoin ETFs.
Exactly. When money flows out of these funds, it signals a distinct lack of appetite from institutional investors.
And the numbers are substantial. We're talking about outflows totaling $268 million recently.
That figure represents a tangible drain on the buying pressure required to push Bitcoin higher.
To really grasp the impact, we have to look at what these funds represent.
Right. Bitcoin ETFs serve as a bridge, allowing traditional finance participants to gain exposure without holding the private keys.
When these entities sell their positions, that liquidity leaves the ecosystem, which often pushes the price down.
The current outflow of nearly $270 million suggests that some major players are taking a very cautious stance.
It could be due to profit-taking after a significant run-up or a reaction to broader economic uncertainty.
Liquidations further complicate the picture, too.
When traders are forced to close leveraged positions due to volatility, it creates a feedback loop that suppresses the price.
But beyond the immediate ETF data, there is a macroeconomic factor quietly supporting the market, the dollar index.
Oh, right. There is generally an inverse relationship between the strength of the U.S. dollar and the valuation of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
When the dollar is weak, it usually becomes cheaper for international investors to buy Bitcoin, driving demand up.
Currently, the DXY is showing signs of weakness.
That is a bullish signal for the broader market, even if the ETF flows are currently negative.
It suggests that the fundamental value of the dollar might be waning, which could eventually force capital to rotate into riskier assets like digital currencies once sentiment shifts.
A weakening dollar is often a precursor to inflationary pressures or a shift in monetary policy.
Historically, when investors lose confidence in fiat currency stability, they seek hard assets.
Bitcoin is increasingly viewed as a hard asset.
Therefore, while the ETF outflows are a short-term headache, the broader backdrop of a softer dollar provides a safety net.
If the dollar continues to depreciate, the pressure on Bitcoin to perform could increase, potentially absorbing the recent outflows.
Another critical variable on the horizon is the leadership at the Federal Reserve.
The appointment of a new Fed chair is a significant event that could alter the course of interest rates and monetary policy.
The Federal Reserve controls how much money is available in the economy through interest rate decisions.
Lower interest rates generally fuel asset rallies because borrowing costs decrease, making investment more attractive.
High interest rates, conversely, tend to keep money in savings accounts or bonds, stalling growth in risk assets like crypto.
The transition of power at the Fed could signal a shift in policy toward a more dovish stance.
If the new chair is perceived as being more open to rate cuts to combat inflation or support growth, it could act as a catalyst for a renewed rally in Bitcoin.
Investors are watching this transition closely, hoping for a narrative change that favors asset appreciation.
The uncertainty surrounding this leadership change is currently acting as a dampener, keeping the market in a waiting game rather than a momentum game.
Investors looking at Bitcoin right now need to balance the immediate bearish signals from ETF outflows against the longer-term macroeconomic tailwinds.
The current stagnation is less about a fundamental breakdown of the asset and more about a temporary consolidation.
The market is digesting the recent gains and waiting for fresh catalysts.
The combination of a weak dollar and potential policy shifts at the Federal Reserve suggests that the floor is not dropping.
The $268 million in outflows is a real concern, but it is a manageable one in the context of the larger market.
As the market waits for clarity on these macro factors, volatility is likely to remain high.
However, history shows that Bitcoin tends to recover from short-term pauses once a new narrative forms.
The current pause is an opportunity for those who understand the drivers of the market.
It is a reminder that asset prices are not always driven by the current price, but by future expectations.
With the dollar weakening and the possibility of a policy shift, the conditions for a rally are slowly rebuilding.
Whether or not the ETF flows reverse depends on how the broader economic news cycle plays out over the coming months.
In summary, while the road ahead is not without bumps, the structural factors supporting Bitcoin remain in place.
The market is taking a breath, but the pressure to move upward is still present.